been following you for a while, and just want to say how much I appreciate all your work and all the great information you provide.
Oh, thank you. I genuinely appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'd love to hear more about all you're doing with Upgrade Labs and the services you're going to be providing in Charlotte.
Absolutely. Upgrade Labs is the first of its kind in creating a new industry. We call it a human upgrade center, but it's a biohacking lab. And it originated about 8 years ago when I realized that I'd spent more than $1 million on equipment that no one knows about, from neuroscience, from Navy SEALs, from astronaut programs, and all these different things that improve human performance and, of course, wellness. But I actually didn't really want wellness. I've weighed 300 pounds. I had chronic fatigue syndrome, a really bad brain fog, but I actually wanted to be better than healthy. I wanted to be like superhuman. So I ended up acquiring all this gear and using it to fix myself and then upgrade myself. And I thought, well, what would happen if I just opened a place? So I found a location in Santa Monica, right underneath Arnold Schwarzenegger's office. And we opened the first Upgrade Labs. And for 8 years, I tried out more than 30 different technologies, all of which work to improve and enhance and transform human performance. Only problem was some of them take a lot of time. Some of them are really inconvenient. Some of them take a long time to work. And over time, I figured out what is the combination that creates the fastest change in people and lets us track that it's actually working and that you can make a profitable business out of. After 8 years of that, I was ready to franchise because this is a new industry. It's not a gym. It's not a wellness spa. It's not a medical thing. This is for people who want to be way better and people who don't have a lot of time. So when I realized I had finally made the recipe, I thought, well, I've spawned the birth of an industry. And there are hundreds of small mom and pop people go buy a couple thousand dollars of whatever and open a biohacking lab. The thing is, a lot of stuff out there doesn't work, or it doesn't work if you don't use it in the right way. The thing that we're doing in Charlotte and what we're doing in each of our locations, so you come in and we use a medical grade piece of technology to get thousands of data points about how your body is performing. Where is the bone? Where's the muscle? Where's the fat? How are your cells performing electrically even? Like, how's the electricity in your body working? And based on that, we get a pretty good sense of your state. And then if I was to say, hey, do you want to be healthy? I was like, yeah, I want to be healthy. I'm like, great. What does that mean? And you'll hear crickets because there is no definition of what healthy even is. So what we do is we sit down with a process with our clients when they come in and we say, hey, what are your goals? I have a new book that's coming out that will likely be my fifth New York Times bestseller. It comes out February 28th, so just in about a month.
Nice.
And in that book, I talk about these five big domains. So when you come in, it's not, I just want to be healthy. I just want to get fit. Even getting fit doesn't have a measurable meaning. So we sit down and we say, you probably care about all five of these things, but one or two of them are most important. And we use AI and statistics to figure out what really matters to you. And some people want muscle. Some people want cardio. And of course, measurable results, not just, I felt stronger. Others, though, they want their brain back. They want their brain function.
Yes.
The biggest ask that we're seeing, for the first time ever, more people want stress resilience than weight loss. And that's one of the five is stress resilience. The other one is weight loss and energy. People want their energy back or they want their brain back. Those are the big ones. And I think that was all five, if that was five in my list. We had energy and weight loss as one. We had brain, we had strength, we had muscle, and we had stress resilience. So based on that, based on where you are now, we use algorithms and AIs to create the fastest path through the technology to get you your results, which are different than your friends or your spouse's. And we're talking sometimes 12 times better than what's out there right now. For instance, using the best regarded marker of cardio fitness is called VO2 max. The solution that's a part of our stack at Labs will get you there 5 minutes of exercise without sweating, and only 20 seconds of it is hard. We'll get you, according to university studies, individual results could vary, of course, but the studies show an average of a 12% improvement in VO2 max in 6 weeks. It takes 5 minutes, 3 times a week to do that.
Wow.
If you were to go to a spin class for 45 minutes, 5 days a week, you would see a 2% improvement. So we're 6 times better in a tiny fraction of the time. With weight, if muscle's your goal, put on muscle 3 to 5 times faster than lifting weights. And we do it in far less time. And the things we do for resilience and stress management, you can't do at a gym. And for brain, we have custom-made neuroscience equipment wherein all the time you saved will hook your brain up to a computer and show your brain what it's doing. And this is unique to Upgrade Labs. It comes from my 40 years of Zen company. 40 years of Zen is the world's highest-end brain upgrade facility where 1,500 executives and celebrities have gone through a really intense brain upgrade process. There's 7 patents supporting this stuff. So all of a sudden, you would go somewhere and sweat in spandex. Instead, you went here, you didn't have to sweat, and you came out with more energy instead of less, and you upgraded your brain while you were at it. So this is next level, and it's a different recipe each time based on who are you, where do you want to go, and how are you today? And it's that combination that makes Upgrade Labs. It's a new thing. It's a human upgrade center.
That's incredible. So it's personalized to each person. That's really great.
It's personalized, and we don't use all exercise throughout human history has been, pick up rocks or run away from tigers. You get to pick one. Mm-hmm. So our perspective on that is that we can do better because of big data and AI and all the time that I spent as a tech executive in Silicon Valley. We know how to do that. And this science exists. Now, I created the biohacking movement. Like, it's a new word in the English dictionary in 2018. And my name is in Merriam-Webster's. So what's happening here is we're saying, no, you didn't want exercise. You wanted to send just the right signal to cause transformation. And the cool thing about this, and all the reasons for this are in the new book that's coming out called Smarter, Not Harder. But the reason for this is that if you do what we think we have to do, which is, go get on the spin bike and just spin really, really hard for as long as you can. I worked hard, therefore I'll get paid in results. Turns out the body doesn't work that way. You work hard for a long period of time. The body puts all of its energy into working hard and none of its energy into changing itself because you used it all. So we figured out how to get just the right signal in to cause the body to get the idea that it has to change and still have enough capacity to change. So it does it real fast. And it's so much better than what we've always done just as humans. Pick up rock, run from tiger. And the biggest innovations in those things have been, let's concentrate the rocks into iron plates. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can't run, so you get on a bike. Like, that's kind of what we do. And when it comes to relaxing, sit in cave and breathe. That's meditation. And I have done that. I've done meditation with the masters. I've traveled around the world to remote parts of Nepal and Tibet and South America and learned that. You can do it faster with computers. And my with Upgrade Labs is simply that people value their time and their energy more than anything else. So I'm going to give them their time back and I'm going to give them their energy back. And that's the most precious thing on earth, because if you have energy and time, you're going to go home. You're going to have enough energy to play with your kids instead of yell at them. And you're going to feel good. And you had time to do it. If instead you put all of your time into feeling good, you have no time to take advantage of it. So you have to get your time back and you have to get your energy back. And you might as well just get smarter and more ripped while you're at it.
Absolutely. So someone like myself, I'm having trouble with brain function and energy. Like, what would that process look like if I come into an Upgrade Labs?
Well, we would run you through a survey that's going to help us identify for sure that that's your top priority. Because the weird thing about us humans is that there's a lot of subconscious and unconscious conflict about what we want. So after you do the survey, you end up with, and there's an interviewing process that goes with it, but you end up with the number one goal. If I just ask you for your number one, number two, and number three goals between those things, I mean, what would you say between those five things? Like, do you want cardio more than strength? How much more important is brain function and energy than having biceps? I mean, could you tell me off the top of your head?
I can't, but specifically to myself, I feel like I do want to function better in my thinking and processing. So,
oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, I believe you. Your brain thing would be the top goal, but knowing your second and third goals, it turns out every modality that we're going to guide you through has a payoff in other domains. And if I know kind of a stack rank list of what you care about, then we can make sure that we put you on a path that gets you all of your goals met in the least possible time. Great. And since brain and energy are your first things, what we're going to focus on is mitochondrial function. Okay. So you're going to do more of our red charger, our proprietary red light therapy, which strangely helps enormously with energy. We're going to work with you on supplements. We're going to work with you on our PEMF system, which is proprietary to us, where we're going to use a fluctuating magnetic field to open and close cell membranes in your body. And that's pretty remarkable, because you can change how your cells respond to the world. And these things make a really big difference for your energy levels. And for brain fog, we're going to do those. We're probably, based on some other questions that I'd want to ask you in a detailed interview, we'd probably do a little bit of the thing that improves cardiovascular performance to increase blood flow to your brain. Okay. Of course, the side benefit is your cardiovascular stuff is going to get better. But if you're too blown out to do that, we're not going to do that. Like, that's the thing. You know, we're going to customize it to you. And then after that, we're going to put you in and do some neurofeedback. Where, okay, let's hook your brain up to the computer and let your brain see what it's doing. And when the brain sees what it's doing, really cool things happen. And suddenly your brain will rewire itself to be more effective. It needs enough blood, it needs enough nutrients, and it needs enough of the other things sometimes that are the red light therapy, which can change. It actually changes the fluidity of liquids in cells so that cells start working better. So we kind of give you a cellular reboot, for lack of a better word, and you feel the energy come back, you feel the clarity come back, the fog lifts, and then your goals change. Like, oh, I got myself back. What's next? Yes. And this is the thing that's oftentimes missing. People say, well, I figured out what works. I have this habit. Because that works, I'm just going to keep doing that. And that's what I do forever. And I'm going to do it every day. It doesn't work. It has never worked very well. So when you come in, we're going to tell you what to do. And it's going to change based on how you change.
Very nice. Well, this sounds incredible. Do you guys have multiple locations throughout the United States already? And
where are we have multiple locations already.
Okay.
And we have more than a dozen in the process of opening right now.
Great. Do you have anything in Austin, Texas yet?
We don't have any open in Austin, but we've got three in planning stages. Okay. And I actually moved to Austin. That's one of the many reasons I moved here, is I wanted to be around some of them as they open.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm working with partners here, and I'm really stoked on that, because even though I have almost all of the gear in my basement, there are some things like the full cryotherapy thing that are just not rational for people to have. I did have one in my barn in Canada as I was developing all the tech here. But in Austin, I don't have a liquid nitrogen chamber like I used to. So once we open, I'm going to be in there every day.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I guess our time's up, but I really, really appreciate the call today and all the information. I'll definitely get an article ready together for you. And I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you covering it. And I mean, this is big. Yes. The transformations that we see in people are nothing like going to the gym. They can still go to the gym. They can still do whatever they love. It's so fast.
And I did want to ask you, what is the franchise fee if someone was interested in, you know, one of these units, one of these stores?
As far as I understand, we're not supposed to say that because of franchise law.
Sure.
Got it. So I would tell you, I know it, but I think we have to double check that that's allowed, because okay. I know there's a lot of disclosure documents that have to be signed. Can you ask our PR team if that's allowed? I don't want to say it and then get hit with a SEC thing or whatever they call it.
For sure. I'll contact them and find out all the information.
Yeah, whatever they can release, I'm happy to. I'm happy for you to have it. I just don't want to break any rules.
Okay. All right, Dave. Well, thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.